And we'll read something from Hafiz, the Laughing Mystic. Beautiful empty pages. What kind of work can I do in this world? Who would be kind enough to hire an old bum? One with great reputation for loving the charms of the lawless and the wild artist and the lewd. Maybe I could become a poet. Maybe the beloved will make my love so pure that he will come and sit upon all my beautiful empty pages, and when you come to look at them, he might kick you with his beautiful divine foot. So follow the spiritual bum.
And he might kick you. I like that Hafiz guy.
Want to start?
Sure. I had a nice meditation this morning. And a lot of my meditation this morning was really focusing more into the love of self. We've all heard of self-love that we quite often associate with the ego, self-centered. All they care about is themselves. Look at how much they love themselves. But the love that I'm talking about is very different. It is the love of the self. And it's really funny because the way that it unfolded in my meditation this morning was really the true me, the true self, the soul, loving myself, that ego self, that self. We've often heard Jim call it me, myself, and I. Well, kind of the me and myself inside, that I, the I am, started to really love those parts of what we might also call the inner kingdom. And it was a wonderful meditation, because often I'll find myself just throughout the day, or just even waking up or in the dream state, if I'm having one of those dream things where you're just kind of walking through stuff that you don't necessarily care for the energy, and when you wake up, it's kind of still with you. It's kind of like you want to shake it off in a way, but it's just kind of there. And then you also remember when you've had experiences in your life, or may still be having experiences in your life, in which that frequency is with you during the day. And here it is coming from the dream state as well. So it's interesting that it just goes on, whether the body's awake or asleep. But then it's, what do we do with that? And I know for so many years that I used to get upset. I would get upset because I did not like having those experiences. And then I'd be upset that I had those experiences, whether in the body during the day or at the dream state in this particular instance. And so I began to look at that. And this morning I chose, you know, there's freedom of choice here, to either go into reaction or to maybe move into loving or something different than reaction. So this morning I chose to work more with the loving rather than being upset or frustrated that I'm in this frequency that I woke with early this morning. And so when I went into meditation, I started off with my usual focusing at the seat of the soul and beginning chanting the names of God. But I kept feeling that frequency present, and it was in a sense kind of like in my way of really going more fully or deeper into my meditation and chanting the names. The purple light was there, and I was chanting, but I could feel this kind of sleepiness or grogginess from that carryover this morning of the dream state. So I decided to begin to work with that, to do some inner kingdom work, loving, acceptance, forgiveness. So instead of, as I said earlier, going into reaction, I just decided to now invite the loving in, to love that frequency, to love those experiences I had in the dream state, to love that which I would normally have gone into reaction with. And in the loving of that self is where it just began to open up, and that loving started to pour in because I invited it in. And that's a key here, is truly to invite God's loving in any time of the day, morning, noon, or night, whether it's in meditation or not in meditation. But you know the wonderful thing when we really give ourselves that dedicated time to do the meditation practice is where we can give it our undivided attention. And that's important to do on this pathway, because it's in giving that undivided attention is by which we can come into the greater knowing. By giving it our attention is how we awaken to the knowing of the divine, and also to the knowing of that which is not the divine. And that's the wonderful thing. In that discernment, as it's often called, as we focus into the loving, we can direct or invite that loving into those areas within us in which we experience frustration, reaction, those areas where we're caught up, attached, trying to find our way out. So this morning, I began to do that, just to invite that loving in. And I felt it literally as like a river. It started kind of coming in like a cone from above and just started pouring in to my consciousness here. And I could feel it just washing through, just so gently, like a very calm stream, washing through that area in which I was experiencing that not so fun frequency. And as it did, it just began to bring calm. And I noticed that frequency just beginning to wash away and lighten up. And as it did, I found myself now coming to that place of neutrality, that place of peace that I felt so much better in. I mean, I felt nice. I just felt in such a nice space. I could feel the neutrality and I knew I was in it. And being in that state is that state of freedom. And I found it so simple getting there. Where in the past, I would fight and struggle when I was feeling these other frequencies of the world and my reactions to that. And so it was very nice just to allow it. That's the other key that I've also discovered. And you'll often hear me use the word allow, like in the guided meditations, because I found when I just relax and allow the loving to wash and pour through me is how it just all comes into alignment. Because in that allowing is where we in our personal ego self relax, surrender, let go, and truly allow the divine to begin to move in us and through us. So it is a state of humility and surrender by which we allow. There's always the asking and the invitation, but then there's also the allowing and letting the now that river of loving to move in us and through us. So it's important to remember and pay attention to these different steps within ourselves and what we're doing or not doing. So I found that as I go into reaction and frustration, that I know that's, in a sense, getting in the way and not allowing that river of loving to pour through me. So when I'm in that, I simply just begin to focus now. And in this case, like I was saying, chanting, yeah, there was the loving there, but there's this other thing in the way. Well, that's where we have our part to do. That whole phrase of God helps those who help themselves. We each have our part to do in this walk of the divine. And so I started doing my part, which was loving the self. To allow the loving in, we have to direct it. We invite it in. We allow it in. So I started asking and then directing and allowing that loving in to those different parts of the self that are caught up in the world. And it was very interesting. As I just allowed this process to continue to unfold inside of me, not only did I come back to the place of neutrality, but then in that place of neutrality, I began to awaken in more awareness of these different aspects of self, the me, myself, and I. And I found it very interesting, even energetically, as I was awakening and in that place of neutrality, I could feel within this physical consciousness where resides the me, myself, and I. And as I did, I first started, and here's very simple. You know how we often in here say, just love God? When we're chanting, we're loving God and say, I love you, Lord, I love you. Why is doing the same thing directed on the self? I started off with the me. I love me. I love me. And so, in doing that, I was choosing and inviting the loving in and directing it into the me. That part, the little child, the basic self that goes in to reaction, the emotional control. So as I started loving me, then all those things that the little kid inside does began to relax. And in the relaxation, it is filled with the loving. I love me. This is where affirmations are very good. Affirmations, that's basically what it's like. I love me. I am loving me. But it was I love me. So as a direction, a movement of the loving into that area. I'm kind of being specific here because these little details, sometimes when we give it the attention, is where we can begin to make the difference, where sometimes we feel like we're stuck and don't know how to move through something. And that's why I'm trying to go into the detail here. So as I was loving me, I was just experiencing that loving, pouring in. And then I started to experience where the me is. And where I felt was the first three chakras, right here, around the stomach, torso. I love me. And I literally felt like a ball of energy here. That consciousness of the me. And it was really wonderful to become more aware of that part of myself, the me self, and the experience of the loving pouring in there. And it was really nice because as the loving continued to pour into there, as the me knew it was being loved, it began to come into alignment, in the balance, in the quiet, the calm. It's like little kids, you know, when they're always rambunctious, you're saying, settle down, quiet. All those things we want the little kid to do. Well, guess what's going on inside of us? The very same thing. And that's what we usually do to ourselves. We usually yell at ourselves in frustration. Settle down, quiet, stop it. No. Don't do that. Behave. Well, just like we do in this world, when we have that energy come towards us, what do? We react. We rebel. Behave. I'll show you what behavior is. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get too crude today. But that's what happens, and that's what we often will do to ourselves. So begin to do something different with yourself. And even in the world, if you've got kids. But begin to treat yourself differently. Instead of doing that with the me self inside, the little kid inside, begin to love it, to love that self, where you literally embrace it and say, I love you. I love you. And in this case, you're saying, I love me. I love me. And say it, and say it, and say it, until you truly begin to experience that loving pouring in to you. And watch. Listen. See what happens. See what your experience is. I know this morning as I really gave it the attention and did that, it was a wonderful experience of coming back into that place of neutrality, of loving. And then I just keep doing this. I'll let it run, whether it's a few minutes or a lot of minutes, I'll just let it run until it's done. I'll feel that movement begin to shift or maybe come still. And then the next thing opens and I just continue to move with that current into the next thing. So in this case, after loving me, I started loving myself. Where then I started saying, instead of I love me, I started saying, I love myself. I love myself. And then the same thing started to happen. That loving started pouring in once again to myself. I love myself. And it was really interesting. Again, even energetically in this physical consciousness, I started feeling the myself from the top of the third chakra there, just above the solar plexus, right up to the eyebrow area, right up to the sixth chakra. So here the me and now the myself, raising their frequency a little bit higher. But the same action of loving, I love, is the action. I love me. I love myself. And it was the same experience. As I kept chanting within myself, I love myself, I experienced that loving, bringing everything to alignment, to peace, to balance. And it all just came into this greater flow where I truly knew through that experience that I truly did love me and myself. And they just start to merge together. Even though I'm distinctly telling on the body and the chakra system, where the different cells were that I was experiencing, in that movement of loving is where the connection in the fullness, in the flow, in the alignment, where everything comes into alignment and working cooperation is through that river of loving in all of that. But in this case, I was directing it to these very specific parts of the self. And then as that began to come quiet, then I continued to the I. And I began, I love who I am. I love who I am. The I am. I love who I am. And that loving began to now not just pour down in through me, but the loving actually began to turn upwards and move in an upwards direction now. I love who I am because that movement of loving is an inner and upwards flow. And it was very interesting because physically in this body consciousness, I felt that right here at the seat of the soul, the seventh chakra, and up beyond the body, I love who I am because the I am, that's where it resides. That's why when we go into meditation, chant the names of God, is focusing up at the seat of the soul, the sixth and seventh chakra here, because that's where the I am is. So I began loving who I am. And the same loving came forward, but the difference was that it was now an upwards flow towards God rather than this flow of down and in through the inner kingdom. So I found that very interesting too, because as I did this, I simply was being in the loving and then observing how that loving moved within me, through these different levels. So it was a very interesting process to notice simply how the loving chose to move, and I just observed that movement of loving as it unfolded. So it was an interesting morning for me in meditation to experience these different selves, the three selves, and that movement of loving. But I knew it only happened because I made the choice and then did the actions to experience that movement of loving. I did my part of taking care of myself, of doing the loving, and even directing the loving. Now, I couldn't make the loving move, but I just simply, in a sense, opened the door by directing it and saying, I love me, I love myself, I love who I am, was giving that loving a place to go. And then it did. Because sometimes I've done these things and I didn't experience like what I did this morning. It's just different every day. I have found when it is time for us to awaken to any particular experience, it is as we choose into through our actions is how we allow it to unfold. And in truth, we can't make it happen, but we certainly can ask, knock, invite, choose, and then take the action so we open the doors to allow it to happen. That's where we do our part. And then we come to the place of letting go so that God can do God's part. It's truly a simple action. It's all just loving. But this morning, I'm just breaking it down a little more and sharing a little more detail because I found that very valuable to assist me in my own inner journey, of my inner kingdom, dealing with those different parts of self, the me, myself, and I. So in that movement of loving, just let it unfold. It knows where to go. It knows what to do. We within the personal ego self simply have to allow it. Get out of the way, as it's called. But yet we have our part to do. And that's the big journey, if you will, that so many of us seem to struggle with and maybe not understand, of allowing God to do it, but then at the same time, when nothing seems to be going on, what do we do? What am I doing wrong? well, what is my part to do? Whenever you guys say, I have my part to do, then I feel like I'm doing it out of my own will and my own ego. Believe me, I know. I've gone back and forth with that myself over the years. But in that back and forth, I've had all these experiences, and I have found that it is through having all the experiences is how we come to learn, to know and understand how this all works. So in other words, be patient on this journey. Be patient. Do your part every day. And then observe. And allow God to do God's part. And learn and grow every day through every experience. Because that's what the spiritual journey is. Is learning and growing by having the experience and paying attention so we do learn from the experience. That's the journey. The journey is not about getting rid of, about clearing, about having God take away all these negative things we don't like about ourselves or about others or things in the world. The journey is simply to walk in loving through experience. It is the walking and the loving through all the experiences. One, that we set ourselves free from the attachments and the bonds in the world. But then also, that is how we awaken. And that spiritual awakening is also awakening to the lessons that we're here to learn in this world, our karma. It is to learn. And the easiest way to learn is to love the lessons. That's why this morning I invited God in to the process instead of asking God to take it away and get rid of it. I've done that so much, and it leads to separation, reaction, judgment, fear. So many times I've done that, and all it does is stir more junk. And every time I come to that place like I did this morning of just inviting God in to walk in the loving and walk through it with me is where it's just like getting in the river. It is getting in the river. And then the river carries you and just shifts and changes it all. It was so simple and easy. I was just amazed. And I'm like, why don't I do this every time this stuff comes up? Why don't I do it every time? That's your karma, right? Yeah, it is, in truth. Because it's through that is how we learn. But then there's the day where we realize what we're doing. And that's the day when we invite God's loving to participate and walk with us through that inner kingdom walk as well as the outer kingdom walk beyond the body. That day is where it truly begins to shift, where we really begin to awaken in much greater ways up until that point. That day is the day where we really begin to step into the greater freedom of the soul, because we begin to understand and see what is going on in our inner kingdom and what is going on with that movement of God's loving. So join in. Participate. Look forward to the experiences as you walk through them. And invite God's loving in to walk with you. It is that invitation, and inviting God in is where you, in a sense, in truth, are getting in the river into God. You are getting into God and allowing God into you. And that's where it begins to truly change and shift and transform your life, your true life, which is inside. And outwardly, it'll be whatever it's going to be. But I know outwardly it's always easier when I allow the true transformation inside to take place. So change it inside. Get in the river. Invite God in. Through all those experiences where you go into reaction and fear and judgment, where you get upset and frustrated or feel stuck whatever you do, invite God in so that me, myself, and I come into alignment and allow that greater truth that is God to walk fully in us and with us so that we as soul step free. That's the spiritual pathway. That's the walk of freedom. For you to really journey from the seat of the soul into the astral, the causal, the mental, etheric, and the soul in the realms of spirit, we've got to also journey through this inner kingdom of the me, myself, and I. And that's usually the greater challenge. That's where so many times any of us find ourselves caught up and frustrated. And why am I not having experience in meditation? Are you doing the inner kingdom work? Are you loving yourself? Are you loving me, the me and you? Are you loving the me, myself, and I? All of the self. Because that journey of the inner kingdom is where your responsibility lies. And it is as you do that. And taking responsibility is simply loving, accepting, forgiving. As you do that, as you do the inner kingdom work, is how you set yourself free to rise up a soul to the seat of the soul here and then begin to take that greater journey out of the body, beyond the physical, to the greater journey in spirit in the outer kingdom. So if you find yourself stuck, upset, whether you're not having inner experience in meditation or just in life in general, start to do more of that inner kingdom work of loving self. You might find some real magic or miracles, but really it's just a normal, ordinary flow of spirit. But as you really do that inner kingdom work, you may begin to find the greater freedom in your meditation in the outer kingdom experience. That's that whole phrase. You do your 10% and God does the other 90%. But you got to do your 10% to really wake up and experience what God is doing with you in the other 90. When you free up the inner kingdom, it's so much easier to experience that greater fullness that we're all truly seeking, the soul returning home to the realm of soul. But first, we've got to awaken to the soul within here, the physical realm. And that's the inner kingdom. And then the soul is freer to now journey through the outer kingdom and return to the fullness in the soul realm. So realize the different steps of the journey here. It's all important, all of it. The purple light, the blue light, the gold light, the white light, and all the others. They're all part of the journey. But there's one action, and it's just loving. It's just loving. But in that movement of loving, there is those different aspects of self that we are learning and growing by walking through. You know, we talk about tools. You know, we call the names of God the keys to the kingdom. Meditation, we like to say often, is a tool by which we can use to free ourselves. Well, I also look at all the talks like we give today and all the CDs as tools. I listen to the CD. I listen to these talks every week after we copy them. And I listen to all the CDs regularly. A lot of the journey and how this unfolded for me this morning, because I was kind of groggy, where I couldn't quite get that greater focus to really lift myself up in spirit, I popped on a CD. Actually, it was the 10th Door CD this morning. And as I listened to it, a wonderful thing happens. That frequency of loving that comes through the voice of Jim or myself as we give one of these talks That frequency of loving comes even as you listen to a CD and begins to stir the spirit within. And the other wonderful thing is that that information that is delivered on that voice of loving gives us the steps and the details, the directions or the roadmap by which we can begin to walk the journey more clearly, more focused, more directed, so we really have the greater awakening. And it was as I was listening to Jim's talk on that 10th Door CD this morning, as he talked about a lot of what I'm sharing today about the inner kingdom as well as the outer kingdom and how to get to the outer kingdom by doing the inner kingdom work, I found I just went right in to actually doing that inside of myself as I was listening. I probably didn't even hear half his words. I'd hear part of it, and then all of a sudden I'd be going right into doing it inside of myself. And so I went, golly, this is a valuable tool, just listening to these talks over and over, because it begins to direct me, to show me how to do the walk, and then I begin to do it. That's the real key, is that we begin to do it. So I start doing it right in the moment, as I'm hearing it even shared. Other times I listen and then do it later. But sometimes, often actually, I'll listen and start doing it right as the talk is happening. Why not? You got it on CD? You can play it over and over. You'll pick up the rest of the talk. But it is as I listened and started doing the inner work is how it started to move. The sharing helps to stir the loving, but then we got to do our part to really move things and bring ourselves awake, in action, in alignment. And so that's what I do. So yes, part of this is a little promo. Listen to the CDs, guys. Follow along. Do. Even while you're listening, do what's being talked about inside of yourself. Because if we really want the awakening, if we really want that greater knowing and experience of the divine that we're seeking for, it is up to us to do it. And I have found that sometimes by listening to CDs, it makes it easier. It helps to begin the movement. It's like priming the pump. It helps me to begin to move the loving within myself so I can get into the river to the greater flow by doing what is being shared. And then I go with the experience, because that's what it's really about. It's not about listening to the CDs. Those are just to assist. These talks are to assist us so that we in ourselves can move ourselves into that river of loving. That's the ultimate goal here. That's what we want to do, is just get in the river so that we can now ride the river back to its source. And when the CD is done, I let it be done. I'm already in the inner journey, so I just keep on going. I just keep on going for however long, whether it's 2.5 hours, 3.5, or 1.5, or whatever it is. I'll just keep on going with it and continue doing the inner work. And I'll tell you what, if you pay attention, you'll know when it kind of comes complete, because it'll start to come quiet. When you really are doing the inner work of loving self, at some point it comes quiet. And at that point of where it becomes still and quiet, that's where all of a sudden we as soul begin to slip now beyond all those areas where we've been caught up within ourselves. And now we slip through where we come back into that neutrality. We slip right on through, back on up to the seat of the soul where the I am resides, and then begin now that upwards journey beyond the inner kingdom, beyond this physical consciousness, where we now are free within ourselves to truly now begin to travel out of this physical body and into the realms of spirit. Then it's a lot easier because you've done the work. You have loved yourself. It is loving the self is how you free yourself. And sometimes loving is also acceptance and forgiveness. And part of my experience this morning in loving the me part of me, the first three chakras, especially that solar plexus where all those emotional reactions are, because quite often those emotional reactions will get stirred by other people, right? It's their fault. They did this to me. They're the ones who got me upset. If they didn't do that or say that, I wouldn't have gotten upset. Well, that reaction is inside. So start to love that self that is upset. And if you need to begin by forgiving others outside of yourself, in which maybe you believe that that source of reaction came from, start out there and forgive. Forgive everyone. Forgive God. Forgive all the events in your life that have caused disturbance and reaction. Because if that's where we need to begin, then begin there. Just begin wherever you find yourself. It doesn't matter. If you're way, way out there, begin wherever you are. By loving, accepting, and forgiving is how you begin to let go of the disturbance out there, so that you can now begin to come back inside and handle the disturbance in here. And that's where it's loving self and forgiving self. So love, accept, forgive others. And then as you do, that energy automatically will come back to its creator, which is you, inside. And so now begin to love and to forgive yourself, to set yourself free. And just keep doing it until you actually experience that loving awaken within you. Don't stop. Say, well, okay, do I just say I love myself three times? Three is a magic number, right? I can do it three times and then all of a sudden it's done. Maybe. If you do it three times and that loving pours through and that's all you need to do, then yes, it is done. But more often than not, it'll take a lot more than three times. Keep going. Just sit there and just keep, just like you could chant the names of God for hours. Could we? If you need to, just go inside and just say, I love me, I love me, I love me. But not just as a mindless repetition. When you say those words, I love, don't just say it, do it. Mean it. When you say, I love, and whatever comes after that, well then do love what it is you say you're loving. Because it is not in the words. The words can begin to direct us, but it is in us moving to loving that does it. The words are just simply to get us going. So use them that way. But get yourself going, the true self, which is the loving. The who I am. I love who I am. So do the loving. Mean it when you say it. And if you don't experience it, keep saying it until you do mean it. Keep saying it until you do it. And then when it gets moving, keep doing it until it's done. Not because you choose to have it done, but keep doing it until it is done. And you'll have a knowing in some way. And like I described, my knowing was, it just came quiet. I experienced the movement of loving, and I experienced coming into neutrality, centeredness, alignment, stillness, and peace.